Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, that Almond Joy jingle.
Yeah, it's nice.
Slaps.
Yeah. I would never buy an Almond Joy, but
I like the Almond Joy.
I don't think I've had an Almond Joy in 30 years.
Do you like coconut?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I like Almond Joy. I'm a big coconut guy.
I just, under no circumstance would I'm trying to think of, the only way it would be, there's no other candy anywhere, and the Almond Joy is there, maybe. But if there is any sort of candy variety, and I mean any, I can't think of a candy that I would pick less than an Almond Joy.
So I was reading an article today about cigarettes in pop culture. Mm. And Jace, they are making a comeback.
All right. They're back to being sexy again?
Yes, exactly. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I have. And I noticed it before I even read this, that if you're watching movies, you watch a ton of movies, or TV shows, even, you know, like influencer videos, mm-hmm. or even music videos, there's a lot more cigarette smoking going on.
Well, I'll say this, and I know this is terrible to say. Smoking makes you look cool.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying is that while cigarettes are disgusting, you should never smoke them, and they're terrible. It's probably like the worst thing you could possibly do for
you're actively giving yours
to your body.
Cough up my lung. It's actively giving yourself cancer.
Yeah, so, and people know that. I mean, like, I think at this point in the game,
yes,
smoking.
It's on the package, for God's sake.
It's way down.
Yeah.
It's just.
Not in other countries, it's not.
Well, that's true. Yeah, like, you go to Europe, there's a ton of smokers.
Dude, the Russians and the Chinese, do they smoke up a storm?
The idea is that in pop culture now, they have gotten back to smoking.
Yeah.
Like, this is nothing new. No. It just cycled out for a while. But they've gotten back to making characters in pop culture look cool by smoking. Yeah. And there's this woman called Siggy Mommy. Her name's Gabby something or other.
Yeah.
She's in a show called The Traitors. I don't know. But she says that women are smoking more because even if it makes them look worse,
yeah,
and is bad for them, they can get plastic surgery in 10 years.
Oh, well, I mean,
so they just don't care as much about the effects on their saggy face.
Deal with those problems.
Siggy mom face.
Huh. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. If you're not smoking because you're afraid it's going to make your face sag and not the fact that it's going to give you lung cancer.
Well, I think that's.
Well, you want to talk about your head being up your ass.
Well, that's Siggy Mommy for you.
But one of the great, underappreciated movies. Have you ever seen Thank You for Smoking?
Yeah. Great flick.
It's incredible. And it's about the tobacco industry, and it's a satire, but it's loosely based around the real fight to get tobacco companies to admit that cigarettes are bad for you and addictive. And there's a great scene in there where J.K. Simmons is yelling at his sales team about why cigarette smoking is going down. And he's like, "Jeebus, people." He's like, they're readily available, they look cool, and they're addictive. The job practically does itself. And all of those things are true. They're everywhere. They're extremely addictive. And you can't deny when you're watching, like, the first, we were talking about Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt in one of the best movies, I think, of the last 10 years is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, that entire, that whole movie, they're lighting up.
And they look awesome.
And they look awesome. There's something great about Steve McQueen sitting there like on a motorcycle back in the 60s and 70s, and he's got a dart dangling from his lip. Now, again, he died of cancer, but I mean, there's a reason why they used to have all those guys smoking in films, and girls look sexy smoking. I mean, like, that's just, and it's, and we're getting back to that.
Yeah, it says, this was from the New York Times. I read this. It's called Pop Culture Takes Up Smoking Again. And it just says, from movies and TV shows to music, the habit is no longer taboo.
Yeah.
It's even being celebrated for the way it makes characters look cool or powerful. And it lists a bunch of shows that that the main characters smoke. One of them in there that you would probably know is The Bear.
Yeah.
They're all smoking all in smoking. That. It's a show about the restaurant industry where, yep, a lot of people smoke anyway. But they said that for the young kids, you know, the kids who don't want to smoke, a lot of them vape, mm-hmm, but they said that in modern pop culture, the cigarette kind of represents the person who is over all the things going on in the world.
Ah.
They're kind of jaded.
That makes sense. It's like a representation of, yes, like being up against it.
It's like, I don't give a rip about any of this crap.
Sure.
I'm jaded, I'm pissed off, and I'm sad.
Wasn't it go back to the whole rebel thing?
It's
right?
A symbol.
Defiant. Yeah,
yeah, it's a symbol.
You're defiant, and I can see young people wanting,
yeah,
wanting that. In a world full of vapes, you pull out an American spirit, which, again, you're paying, right, too much for your cancer.
That's,
but,
right.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. In a world full of vapes, yeah, you pull out a cigarette and people are looking at you like, oh, she really doesn't give a rip.
Well, I will say that I don't smoke, but I smoke cigars. And I do have young, I've had young people, I would say over the last couple of years, whether it's my kids' friends or just some of the younger people I'm around, they are very much intrigued by the cigar. Cause I think that is not something that young people, that's kind of an older person thing, but I have noticed that younger people certainly are more intrigued by the cigar in recent
more times.
More
women and girls too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young. I mean, not, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like
it, the cigar was an exclusive men's club thing, and you're seeing more and more of the I'm a bad boss bitch.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a bad boss bitch, and I'm lighting, yeah, up the cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So women can be just as terrible as men. Because if you think
delightful.
Yeah, if you think that cigarettes are stinky and make you unhealthy, here's a cigar.
Well, the cigarette breath is bad. I don't know how, like.
Well, so cigars.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe worse.
Well, and I don't know about you, but I get in trouble with it because it sits in my beard.
In your beard, yeah. See, I love that. I love.
I do too.
The next day after I've smoked a cigar, even in the shower, you can smell the smoke coming out of your hair and beard. It's great.
The BTJ, it is a source of contention. So there's a lot of times I have to go in the shower and start a. Like a full-on scrub. And even then, she's like, no, that's not good enough. Because that stuff will linger. But I'm with you. I love the smell. Some people hate it, though.
Well,
cigarettes, though.
I love the smell of cigarette smoke. I've told you this before.
Yeah.
I really do love it. Same. Now, I don't...
Former smoker, too. And yeah.
You love it?
For some reason, like, it drives my wife crazy. I walk through it, I'm like...
Mm. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
And the thing about, if you've never smoked, the thing about cigarette smoke is... It tastes nothing like it smells.
Yeah.
I mean nothing. I don't miss the taste at all. They were disgusting, but the smell...
Because that's the weird thing. The smell doesn't make you want one.
No.
Like
no,
it
doesn't.
You like
You're
it,
right.
But not in a like, ooh, I smell cookies and I want to eat one. Like, it's not
that's true.
Not that way.
I find it... Two things. Someone that smokes, like, a lot... Their house and their car and their clothes are the most putrid smell on the planet.
Oh, we got somebody on the YouTube chat that says, super awesome segment on the very first day I've quit smoking cigarettes. I just hit 24 hours.
Like, if you walk into a smoker's home and they smoke all the time inside, it's bad. Like,
well,
but
yeah, like a hotel room or something?
Yeah.
Smoking?
It's gross.
Awful.
But I'm with you. I've said this before, the most alluring smell in the world to me is the combination of cheap perfume, a bar, and cigarettes. Like that on a person, it is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
She parties.
Yeah. That is such an, so it's like it's the best, but it's also the worst smell. Cause the lady that trims my beard, she's a smoker. And she tries to hide it, right? Like she, and one time we were sitting there.
Bad profession for that. Your hands, that you smoke with, are in my face.
Yeah, and so one time she goes, I'm sorry, and I was like, I hate to tell you this, but I'm like, I freaking love that smell. Like it's an amazing smell, and she kind of laughed, and she said that she goes, dude, either people hate it or they love it, and I'm like, it is one of those, but I bet you. If she smoked every day in her car and I got in the car, I'd want to vomit. So there's like, it's right up to a certain point where it's great, but you cross a line. You ever been over to an old lady's home that's been a smoker for 30 years? You can't sit in there. It's terrible. Some casinos are like that, like cheap Reno casinos. They're putrid. Like you can't spend more than 5 minutes in your room.
Well, guys, smoking is back in pop culture. Cigarette smoking. Keep an eye out for it. You'll see it more, I bet you.
Yeah. Someone says, as soon as I get my carcinogenics out of my microplastics and all the car tires, everything's going to kill you. Maybe that's the new one. It's like, we're all going to die anyways.
Coming up next, the top 10 fast food chains with the happiest workers on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.